these things carry over. So remember we said that there's a special takana derabanan, that when it comes to a get, when it comes from an area where the Jews perhaps weren't as learned and it would be difficult to validate the shtar later on. So we said that there's takana that the shaliach na'asa aid, right, that he is able to bear testimony uniquely on this get. And he says, b'fanei nechta, right, that it was written in front of me and it was signed in front of me. And Rabba very critically said that this is about the principle of the Shema, that this get was a targeted instrument. And we spoke about a lot about that. Now, Rabba doesn't deny the view of Rabba being that it's about Kiyam Shtaris, it's about validating the document. Now, normally, of course, Shev is sitting here giving me looks. He says, you know, Kiyam Shtaris, that requires two, not one. One is not enough. You always require two witnesses for that. So we remember we have the principle of Mishum Iguna Akilu Barabanan, that the rabbis didn't want to require two witnesses. And a good morning to you, Yitzchak, and how are you this morning?
Good morning. Well, thank you.
Great to see you. And thank you for that lovely email. That was very, very kind. We'll have to see how the timing works out, but that was so thoughtful of you. That was the Takana Dirabanan. Now, again, if you had two witnesses, you know, present who would be able to validate both signatures, so that would be regular. That would be absolutely fine also, right? So you don't dafka need the shaliach, but this was a kula that was developed of Mishum Aguna, Akilu Barabanan, that the rabbis didn't want, God forbid, there to be any situation where the get was rendered invalid. So what we're going to talk about at the beginning of the second parak is, let's say we have somebody who can testify to the signatures, but not to the writing, or not to the signatures, or maybe to one signature and not to the other signatures, and how's that going to play itself out, which is really where we're going to start. So with that, we can begin. This is what we call Parak HaMevi Get Tinyana, the second chapter of HaMevi Get. Is the first chapter is also called, of course, HaMevi Get. So here we are, the Mishnah.
I'm very confused about, like, midoraita, what you needed, as opposed to what you needed
derabanan. Kiyam shtaris is all derabanan.
Okay, the entire thing.
And okay. Kol ha-tarakula. But once the rabbis required that shtaris be validated, so they required it to be done properly with two witnesses. But here, remember, one witness because of the chashash, like if you can't have two witnesses, we don't want her to be stuck, right? So that's, you know, a very serious concern for us to this very day. Not good enough. Now you have a second fellow saying, now that's a little bit strange, because if you would have one guy saying b'fanei nechtam, that would be sufficient. Now all of a sudden, you seem to be punishing, you know, no good deed goes unpunished, that they had two people saying that it was written in front of us. Why is that not acceptable? So Rav Yehuda says, yeah, of course that's acceptable. Machshir. So the Gemara is going to discuss that case, as you could imagine. Echad omer b'fanei nechtav, u'shnayim omer b'faneinu nechtam kasher. But you have one person saying it was written in front of me, and two people testifying to the signatures, that's valid. So hasulam mali. We already had this, you know, concept at the beginning of the Masechta. So Tanle Chadazim, no? Maybe again, we did a Sayyam, Tzarech Shiyom, Rufani Nachtam. So Umi Hahi, Avaminat Tzarech, V'ilo Amar Kasher, that it's only optimal, but it's not required. Kamash Malan, that it's absolutely required. Rufani Nachtam Chatzio, Rufani Nachtam Kulo Pasol. Where it says, Hai Chatzio. Which half are we talking about? So writes that as long as you could testify to the beginning of the get, namely, as Rashi points out, for this man, L'shem Oso Ha'ish, L'shem Oso Ha'isha, and who remembers what else appears in the first line, what's always critical, what's always, 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 always important, anytime we're trying to establish a fact pattern, anybody who's involved in anything where the details matter, time, right? The Zman, when did this happen? You always need to know the time. If you don't know the time, then you don't really know anything, right? That's always the, you know, basis in halacha of eder shata yachol azima. Okay, very good. So b'fani nechlam chatzio, b'fani nechlam kulo pasol. So we already okay. B'fani nechlam kulo, b'fani nechlam chatzio pasol. I'm Rav Chista, v'afilu shnayim me'idin al chasim b'siad sheni pasol. I don't understand my time. So what's the rationale for this? Okulo b'kiyam aged, okulo b'takanas chachamim. So Rav Chista says, look, it must be that either have to follow the takana chachamim, which is for the shaliach, for the agent to say b'fani nechta, b'fani nechtam, or to have two witnesses who can validate the entire get, but we don't want to have two witnesses on one signature. So mask of the Rava. Rava says, but I don't understand. So Rava says, I don't get it, because we know that we have a principle in halacha that if Martin comes along and Martin says, that's my signature, that's sufficient. So now we're going to say that if there are two witnesses who come along and say that, that's going to be invalid. He doesn't understand. So Lama Rava, top line of Tesavav and the base. So afilu hu v'acher me'idin al chasim es yad sheni pasul. My time asu li chlufe b'kim shtaros to alma v'kanofik nochi riva de mamona apuma dechad sahada. So we have the following idea. We don't want it to generate a confusion, because remember, a get is a kind of a document. Now, of course, it's a very targeted document in terms of ishas, but it is a kind of a document, like there are shtaros in the world of mamon. And we have to be concerned about the following. We don't want one witness to cause 75% when it comes to dinei mamonos of the money to be transferred. How so? So if there are two witnesses on a document, on a financial document, saying, let's say, I loaned $1 million to Martin. So there are two witnesses that are signed in it. One witness comes along and he says, that's my signature. So now 50% of the money is validated, right? So if he then teams up with somebody else to say, and that's the signature, I don't know, of Daniel Mitchell, right? But it's not Daniel Mitchell himself. Now Martin Rosenfeld himself is responsible for 75% of the money being transferred, 50% from his signature, and he was one of two players when it comes to second witness. So we don't like that when it comes to Kiyum Shtaros. We want the Shtar to be equally validated in terms of the money from each witness. So we don't like that idea. So Maskev the Ravashi, Mika Midadi, Lumasikle, Iyu, Lechule, Dibura, Kasher, Hashlika, Chad, Behadei, Pasol. So Ravashi is understandably perplexed by this idea. According to the Takanas Chachamim of the Shaliach coming and saying, B'fanei Nechtam, B'fanei Nechtam, so that makes the whole thing happen. All of a sudden that there's somebody with him, that's going to bring down the level of credibility here. So Elam Ravashi, Afilo Omer, Ani Hu, Eid Sheni, Pasol. Even if he says, I am the second witness on this document, it's Pasol. Why? My time, Okulo B'kiyo Maget, Okulo B'Takanas Chachamim. He says, the rabbis wanted this to be very straightforward. They didn't want any middle ground. Either the shaliach, who's bringing the get from the Medina Sayam, he's bringing it from Borough Park, he's bringing it from Madagascar, he's bringing it from Paris, wherever he's bringing it from. So he's the one who's saying, I saw the whole thing being written, I saw the witnesses sign. Either that, or that you have two separate witnesses testifying to the validity of the entire document. That's the rule. Okay. So it's not b'fanei nechtam, kulo b'fanei nechtam, chatzio pasol. So ida chatzio hechidami. What's going to happen on the other half? So ileima delaka dekamasid al leklal, that nobody's testifying. Hash echon b'fanei nechtam, echon b'fanei nechtam, dehai kamasid al kulo ksiva, dehai kamasid al kulo chasiva pasol, chatzio mibayisis. That would be the most obvious thing in the world. Our Mishnah already invalidated the situation where one person testifies to the writing of the document, another one testifies to both signatures. So obviously, if there's nobody validating one of the two signatures, this is what we would call, you know, in the medical world, dead on arrival. There's nothing to talk about here, right? Of course. So Ella, Okidarav, Okidaravashi, either one of those two cases. Afukidim Rav Chista. Some of the Chista, the Tameich, but according to you, B'fanei Nechtav, Avalo B'fanei Nechtav, Malamali. Why would you need that case? Ella, Lo Avzokitani, Achanami, Lo Zo Avzokitani. So Rav Chista says, you know what? Not every case was bedafka. We didn't need to explain every single case. But as we know, these Mishnayos were learned baal peh. So once it was learned baal peh, you didn't need to necessarily justify every single one of the fact patterns. So since Rav Chista has been such an active player here, so Rav Chista has another maimar which is quoted, which really just has to do with Hilchos Shabbos. So we know that when it comes to establishing a Rishos HaYachid, who remembers? How tall do the mechitzos have to be? And again, this is true in halacha. If you want to put up a mechitz in the shul, at minimum it has to be the size.
Rav Moshe would say it'd be nice if it was a little bit higher, but what's the absolute minimum shear of a mechitza to establish a rishus? One of these is a tefach. How many tefachim do you need? 10 tefachim. Excellent, Martin. 10 tefachim. So 10 tefachim establishes, if you have walls, a 10 tefachim around. So that's already the rishus hayachid. Good. So now let's say you have an interesting situation. Gidur chamisha, you have a fence of 5 tefachim, okay? Umechitza chamisha, and it's in conjunction with a hole in the ground of 5 tefachim. So you have a 10 tefachim zone, but 5 subterraneously and 5 above ground, right? Interesting idea. All right, so what's that? So, Eimit Starfin Hachio Kulo Mechitza Kulo Begitor. So, sort of based on the pattern that we said before, right? Oh, Kulo Betakanas Chachamim, more two witnesses. So, the Gemara says, no, that actually works. So, Darash Mremor, Gidil Chamisha Mechitza, Chamisha Mitzdarfin, Vilchsa Mitzdarfin, Taka does work. So, boy Ilfa is an amazing person, just to mention who Ilfa was in case. I remember we encountered him in the fall of 2001, but it's getting to be a little while since the fall of 2001, so it's good to review. So Ilfa was the chavrus of Rabbi Yochanan. They were starving. They didn't get any government subsidies, so they, you know. So Ilfa says, we've got to go find a job. And Rabbi Yochanan, they said, they leave yeshiva, they go, and they're traveling. They're going to, you know, find employment. Rabbi Yochanan hears a baskel, says, you better get back to the yeshiva. So he goes back. And Ilfa goes out. Now, don't think that Ilfa is a rotten guy, because he comes back years later after having, you know, made a career in the business world, and he knows Kol HaTorah Kula. He never gave up his learning. He's the model that we have in halacha of somebody. The Rav used to always talk about Ilfa. He says, don't believe people. They tell you that you can't learn and work. Of course you can. Ilfa knew Kol HaTorah Kula. In fact, when he came back, they weren't sure. They kind of tested him to see if he really knew it, and he went up on a ship. If you remember the story, right? You remember, and he tied himself to the mast of the ship, and he says, "I will careen down to my death if you can stump me on any issue in Bavli, in Yerushalmi, in the Mishnah, and Tosei." He knew it all. Okay, so that's the great figure of Ilfa, and he's a very important figure in halacha. So when he's quoted, I always like to mention that. You know, and I was telling my talmidim, you don't know, not everybody has to be a rabbi. Not everybody has to, go into chinuch. There's a million wonderful things to do in the world. What everybody has to do is learn Torah. That's the important thing. You know, you can, you want to start, some kind of, a kingdom selling prime juices, and become a multi-billionaire. That's a wonderful thing to do with your life. Just make sure to give a good tzedakah. The Ayin Yafe, and to learn Torah and become a big Talmud Chacham, and you can sell. There's this great story, Chaim, that I love very much. Chaim, of course, was a Rav, and he used to kid, and he was very proud and happy to be a Rav. And did a lot of Chesed, but there was a fellow in his town. One of the Reicher mentioned was owned a soda factory. On the soda factory. So Reb Chaim used to like to quip with his sons. He said, if I owned a soda factory, I wouldn't be a rabbi either. Because, the Agmas Nefesh that sometimes comes with the territory. He would be a big Talmud Chacham. He would still write his Chidushim al Shas Rambam. That he wasn't giving up. But he says, I could give up. So the point is that a job is a job. It's a job is a job. And Ilfa was a big part of the Masora, and he's very, very important. And I just want people to know about that, especially if you have children who are thinking that the only way that they could be good from Jews is to, be only involved in learning. And I mean, it's a wonderful thing, if so they have a motivation to be a Rav, to be a Mechanech, what could be better? But if people feel that that's the only way to be, but they really don't want to do that, so you have to tell them about Ilfa. It's a very important thing. I find, and I get around, I find people don't know about Ilfa. And I think it's important that people should know about Ilfa and his story. Because he, again, as the Rav said, it's the Raya Gemura, it's the absolute proof that a person can absolutely become a very big Talmud Chacham, even while having whatever his career is. You just have to keep it in proportion. All right, so Ilfa comments, it says, "Boy, Ilfa, yadayim taharus lechatzon, ain't taharus lechatzon. Heichidami, yidika b'mashu beitrei miruvias, v'atam miruvias nolden yadayim le'achar v'afilu le'shnayim, elika tamashi chada chada yadiva. It's not a little yad achas v'natila v'achas v'shtifa, yadav taharus, elika tamashi palga palga diyadim.
So we're trying to figure out the case. He wants to say that so there must be some kind of a case where if you wash your hands with half of the requisite, so that's not going to be viable. So what are we talking about? So if you wash with the revius of water, so that works for both of your hands. Then if you take revius and put it on one of your hands, and another hand you stick into a mikvah of arba'im sa'a, so that's effective also. And we know it's not effective if you put less than a shear on your hand. So we have to figure out, what is this case that we're talking about here? What was Ilfa trying to tell us when Ilfa says, when Ilfa asked the question, at least, Yadayim Tahoros L'Chatzayim, O Ein Tahoros L'Chatzayim. So the Gemara says, Lo Tzricha Dika Mashke Tofeach. So one of the hands has been washed, and the Mashke is Tofeach. The water is still bubbling on the hand. V'chika Mashke Tofeach Mayhavi, who cares? That's not a Nitzok. That which is poured, the katefras, which is like a waterfall. Umashke tofeach, eino chibur, lo letumah, v'lo letahara. So it doesn't connect in any such way. So lo tzricha de'ika tofeach lahatpiach. That one hand is so wet that it's enough to conduct moisture to the other hand. The Gemara doesn't like that either. Hanami tanina tofeach lahatpiach chibur. So we say, dilma le'inyin mikvaos. Maybe that's only true for purposes of mikvaos. Rabbi Yehuda Tan, mikvah sheish bo arba'im sa'a, mechuvanos, v'yardu shnai v'tavlu, z'achar ze'a, rishon tar v'sheni tame, because we think that there's some water displaced. So Rabbi Yehuda omerim, hayu raglam so rishon, no goes for mayim, af ha'sheni tar. That there's a chibur there because the one is still connected to the mikvah. Okay, so again, that would be the case where we would say that there's enough of a chibur that connects the individuals. Again, we got to this discussion because we talked about in the world of the get that you needed either the takanas chachamim, where the shaliach said b'fanei nachtam, or you needed two witnesses for purposes of the entire document. We didn't want middle cases because we said that can cause confusion in the world of mamonos. So there's really one point that I wanted to emphasize today. As much as gittin is its own category, and it is, we have to understand that it's part of shtaros in general. So we don't want a situation where shtaros are going to, you know, be impacted by an anomalous halacha in the world of get. Now again, let's now come back with, I think, a renewed appreciation of the kula. Despite the fact that the rabbis really, really, really were concerned, right, about, you know, people extrapolating halachos from gittin all the way back to shtaros in the world of monetary law, right? They still didn't stop mishum iguna kilu barabanan. It's a very big deal. It's a very big thing. Because that would be the ultimate confusion to say that you can validate a shtar through one witness. That will cause terrible confusion in the markets. But they said, aguna is aguna. And we can't, you know, we can't ever minimize that. And I think it's a very critical teaching. Just because it wasn't as if they weren't concerned, they were deeply concerned about people, you know, having confusions regarding shtaros from gittin, but they weren't willing to do it on the back of an aguna. And that tells you a lot about the greatness, I think, of Chazal in terms of their sensitivity in this issue, which is so critical to this very day, you know, and such an important thing for us to always take into account. So again, the takanas chachamim is for the shaliach to say b'fanei nechtam, as we saw at the beginning of the first parak. If you don't have that shaliach, so then you need the regular version of the kiyum shtaros, where both signatures can be attested to. We just added one detail today, which is that ne'eman ho'ei lomar zechasimas yodi, that Martin can validate his own signature. We don't see that as any kind of inegios, as any kind of a conflict. Okay, so hopefully we're off to a good start, I hope, with Hamevi Getinyana, with the second chapter of Masechta Gittin. And I want to wish everybody a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful day. And again, if people ask you, people will ask you in the street today, if people will ask you in Overpeck, when Martin likes to go in Votee Park, if people ask you, can you be successful in Parnassa, and also a Talmud Chacham, you just have to respond with one word. Ilfa.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thanks, Rabbi Friedman. Have a great day.
Everybody have a beautiful day.
Thank you.